I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season, as we strive to enter more and more fully into our Lord's resurrected life, to feel in ourselves each and every day more and more the reality of God's grace in the Spirit, to become like our Lord who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Saturday of the third week of Easter, and our meditation begins with the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 6 and 7. And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great crowd, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunders, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord our God Almighty now reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his spouse has prepared herself. Theodoret of Cyrus writes, When our Master suffered his passion, so as to gain salvation for all humanity, the holy apostles initially despaired because they did not understand what would be the blessed results of that passion. Thus, when they learned that they had been saved, they considered the telling of the passion to be good news, and fervently spread it throughout the world. Those who believed, having the grace of understanding, gladly received this teaching, and now keep the feast in memory of the Passion. Thus, remembrance of Christ's death is now a time of celebration and festivity. The nearness of the resurrection casts aside death's sadness and becomes a guarantee of the resurrection of all. The truth of the resurrection, the reality that we are now living in the light of that resurrection, is something that we must not keep to ourselves, something that we celebrate secretly. It's something that we have to share with the whole world, a world that lives in darkness, that lives in woundedness and suffering, that hears all sorts of voices saying things like, there is no hope, that this life is all there is, or the great lie that God is dead. No, God, our Lord, is indeed risen, and if we spread this news, the truth of the resurrection, if we proclaim it out loud, then the world too will experience the light that we have experienced, will experience the joy that we celebrate now. And just as our humanity was restored in the resurrection, so will the whole world be restored. We must, as the book of Revelation says, cry out loud to rejoice and be glad. We must shout from the rooftops, shout from the mountaintops, that indeed Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. And we will close with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.